Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muliyo mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How are you in the name of our Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya.
And how is your life?
Mukama mulungi.
Is God good?
Tukimanyi nti Mukama mulungi ekiseera kyonna.
We know that God is good all the time.
N'obulamu buba bulungi ekiseera kyonna.
And life is good all the time.
Kubanga Mukama alikuwa obulamu n'amazima.
Who is the way, the truth, and the life.
Okusinziira ku Yokaana essuula ey'14.
According to John chapter 14.
N'onyolwa omukaaga.
And the verse 6.
Naye era tumwebaza.
But still we thank him.
Oyajjanjaba emibiri gyaffe. Tumwebaza oyajjanjaba emibiri gyaffe.
We thank him who treats our bodies.
Buli kiseera.
Every time.
N'emyoyo gyaffe.
Even our spirits.
Natufuulira ddala abalamu.
And he makes us living.
Obulamu obuli mu musaayi gwaffe.
The life within our blood.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Twagala okulabika nga tuyongera n'ekitundu ekirala.
We want to move on with another part.
Eky'amakubo ga Katonda amasukkulu.
Of God's highest ways.
Agalabisa emirimu gye.
Which manifests his marvelous works.
Yetuita ministry ethics.
What we call ministry ethics.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Eranga mchitundu kino chetuolekedde.
And in this part we are heading on to.
Twaga tulabo musano okujjudde ogw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
We want to see the full light of the word of God.
Nakuotadde amateeka n'ebiragiro. Amateeka n'ebiragiro.
Even his commands and the laws.
Agabikkula amakubo ga Katonda. Agabikkula ebirowoozo bya Katonda ebisu.
Which revealeth God's highest thoughts, leading us into the highest ways of God, that we manifest God's marvelous works.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much. But before we move on, let's first stand on our feet.
Tuongere okusamu Katonda kitaffe
ekitiibwa. And we move on, God our Father.
N'ekigambo kye Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
Even his word, our Lord Jesus Christ. Together with the Holy Spirit.
Okumuwa ekifo ekisooka mu masekkati gaffe.
Give him the first place in our midst.
Era tukulembera mu service n'okutuwa okutegeera.
And to lead us in the service to give us understanding.
N'ejiri abamalayika erikola awamu naffe mulimu guno.
Armies of angels which work with us in this work.
Kitaffe omuyinza ebintu byonna.
Father Almighty.
Kabaka wa bakabaka.
King of kings.
Gw'asinzira waggulu w'eggulu.
You who bases above the heavens.
Nga bwe kyandikwa mu Efeso essuula ey'okuna.
Has written Ephesians 4.
Onyola omwenda paka olw'ekkumi.
Verses 9 to 10.
Wamu ne Yobu essuula ya 28.
Even Job chapter 28.
Onyola abimu 3 paka 24.
Verse 23 to 24.
Osinzira waggulu w'eggulu.
You bases above the heavens.
N'olaba mu ggulu yonna.
You see through all the heavens.
Wamu n'ensi.
Even the earth.
Olaba oyita mu byonna.
And you pass through all, and you are within all, and you are all.
Move on,
give you the first place in our midst. Oh, Father Almighty, even your word, our Lord Jesus Christ,
you
began with John 1, verses 1, you began with your word. When he closed the flesh, and appeared to us, as in John chapter 1, verses 14, even now,
he
sat in the third heaven.
Kabakolisa
ekyokubiri
esula ekumi n'ebbiri olusooka paka olwokusatu bwegamba era ng'afuga eggulu n'ensi okusinziira mu ggulu
eryokusatu
bwe kyawandiikibwa mu Matayo
esula
ya 18
olwa
18 yagamba nti mpereddwa obuyinza mu ggulu ne ku nsi olwa 19 n'agamba kale mugende mufuule amanga gonna abayigirizwa
babatize
bayingire mu linnya lya Kitaffe omwana n'omwoyo omutukuvu
n'20
n'agamba
ubayigirize ne byonna
byenabalagira kubanga nze ndi wamu nammwe okutuuka enkomerero tukwebaza ayi Mukama waffe Yesu kubanga n'okutuuka leero oli masekkati
gaffe
oyita mu mwoyo
w'omutukuvu
watusuubiza mu Yokaana essuula ekkumi
n'ennya
olwa 15
ba 17
okutumira omubeezi omwoyo omutukuvu
ensi
gwetayinza kulaba gwetayinza kukkiriza kubanga temulaba era temumanyi tumulaba kubanga tumumanyi era n'abeeranga gye tuli era n'abeeranga muffe emirembe n'emirembe weewaawo omwoyo omutukuvu yakka
ikwatuma
essula yakubiri
yolusooka
paka olwokuna emyaka 12 21 egiyise emabega twongere okumussaamu ekitiibwa gyali wamu naffe n'okutuuka leero okutubikkulira byonna n'ebitategeka ebya Katonda
nga
bwe kyawandikwa mu Bakolinso ekisooka essula ey'okubiri
n'omwenda
paka olw'ekkumi tuongere okukuwa ekitiibwa ayo omwoyo w'amazima otufukeko amafuta
ongere
otutegeera ekigambo kyonga leero nga bwe kyandikwa mu ngeri esula esooka
okkiriza
okunenya
kwangeofukeko
omwoyo wange
otutegeera
ebigambo byangetugenda okusoma nate ekitundu ekirala
ekyamakubo
ga katonda amasukkulu agalabisa emirimu gya katonda emisukkulu
God's marvelous works.
Jetuita ministry Essex.
What we call ministry.
Tushabana te ku mulundi gunero yongera otukulemberemo.
We ask you move leaders.
Wamune jira bamalaika.
Even names of angels.
Erijjo kutegeeza byandiko ebyamazima.
To make us know scripture the true.
Ngamu Daniel sura ya 10.
Daniel 10.
Onyore 19.
Verses 19.
Bakuru amakumi abiri.
To 20.
Tulibetegefu ayi mukama nerero.
O Lord if.
Okwongera okufuna okuva joli.
To move on get from you.
Omusana gw'ekigambo kyo.
The light of your word.
Olinya eri amukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Tushabena okwebaza.
We pray with thanks.
Amen.
Amen.
Osobola okwetulirako.
You can sit down. And you prepare your book,
pen,
your pen,
Bible,
and you prepare your Bible, you prepare most of all,
the books of
the Holy Spirit, the three, your spirit, your heart, even your mind,
that it
moves on right within you, as written in 2 Corinthians chapter
3,
verses 1 to
3,
that the Spirit writes within us. Now you write in your book,
ate ye awandike mu magezi go,
and he will write in your mind,
awandike mu mutima go,
he will write in your heart,
ne muntu
omwona, even your inner man.
Kubanga tukimanyi Balumi esuli y'omunaana,
we know in Romans chapter 8,
olunyiriri olwabiri mu omukaaga,
verse 26,
paka abiri mu musanvu,
up to 27,
omwoyo atubeera obunafu bwaffe,
the spirit bears our weakness,
ati obunafu bwe tosobola kuwandika mu magezi go,
now the weakness you cannot write in your mind,
tosobola kuwandika mu mutima go,
you can't write in your heart,
ati tosobola kuwandika muntu
omwona, you can't write in your inner man,
ekyo omwoyo mutukuvu yagenda okikola,
that the Holy Spirit to do it. You too, when you've done what you can, to write within your book. May God bless you as we move on, get light of His words. That is
piece
of most Psalms 119, verse 105. The word of God is a lamb.
Light
lightens our path.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We want to move on with another part. Of God's highest ways, which manifests His marvelous works. What we've called ministry ethics.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And on this time, we want to see the full light of the Word of God, even His commands and the laws, which reveal God's highest thoughts, which lead us into God's highest ways. That we manifest His marvelous works. His marvelous works.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In the parts we covered before, we moved on to get an introduction. Introduction, which confines God's highest ways, which manifests God's marvelous works,
ministry ethics,
what we call ministry ethics. We studied them under the destiny. The destiny of the prophet Ruth and the prophet Naomi. Who prepared Israel and the entire world for the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
And
even us, we prepare all nations of the world for the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ.
In
God's final work on this planet Earth. And it's the revival and the restoration of all things. We too are going to be following those same ways.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Have we heard in the book of the prophet Ruth, in the Ruth chapter 1, verses 11 and the verse 12, where prophet Naomi tried to persuade the prophet Ruth to remain in the land of the Moabites, that she does not go with her in the land of Israel. Israel. But because she had a destiny in preparing Israel, even the whole world, for the birth of our Lord Jesus to save us. When you read in the Ruth chapter 1, starting the verse 16, to enter the verse
18,
Prophet Ruth remained in the highest ways of God. And she said, where God say we lodge, I will lodge. Praise Jesus much. Even the people will give her, she will move with them. God was showing Prophet Naomi his ways. That is the one Prophet Ruth believed. Praise Jesus much. We move to discover it. Straight in the book of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, Prophet Ruth entered in that genealogy. God in Matthew 1:1-5. So it told us many things. To move on, understand how we can remain in the ways of God, His highest ways, that we can manifest His marvelous works.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because we understood that both God is highest ways, which manifest His marvelous works, we are going to use them in God's heavenly government on earth, together with its central government. God is government in the governments of the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's spoken of in the Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 to entering verse 7. Praise Jesus much. Even in Daniel chapter 4, verse 24 and 25.
If
that government will pass through, fulfill the worldwide call. God is worldwide promised call. And that call, God has called us to work with Him in His final work on this planet Earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So understood that because God's final work is a marvelous work, we needed indeed to know God's highest ways, those which manifest His marvelous works. We last heard many things.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we reach to know those ways in the summary, just as He told us Isaiah 55, starting from verse 7 and 8, where He thoughts are high above. When you read Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9, that His thoughts are far higher than ours, even His ways are high above us. Just as heaven is higher than the earth, so are the thoughts of God, even the ways of God. Praise Jesus much. We saw
Your
revealed them through Prophet Moses, according to Psalms 103, the verse 7, where God made known His ways to Moses, and He showed to the Israelites His works, His marvelous works. Praise Jesus much. But we understood that God's ways have been very hard to know, even His thoughts, right from then, that the works which are done through Prophet Moses, as God took Israelites from the Egypt to take them to the land of Canaan, it's been a long time they reappeared on this world. For not be revealed God's highest ways, which manifests His marvelous works, we still understood that when you get to know the thoughts of God, the Holy Scriptures,
okulabisiza mu makubo ga mukama
amasukkulumu highest ways of God
ogena maso okulabisa emirimu gya katonda emisukkulumu
and you move on manifest his marvelous works
era twategedde
it still be understood
kasera ako obosobola okulagira mukama
that in that time you can direct God
obosobola okulagira omwoyo wa mukama
you can direct the spirit of the Lord
okubo lya mukama
the way of the Lord
natukirize ekigambo
kye and he fulfills his words
abwe twawuliddeko wali mu Isaiah 40
as we heard in the Isaiah 40
yani yali alagiridde omwoyo wa mukama
who has ever directed the spirit of the Lord
Isaiah 40
in the Isaiah 40 verse 14 and 14
naye natugamba
but still it told us
mu bakoliso ekisoke sule eyo kubiri
in the first Corinthians chapter 2 verse 15 to 16
titulina endowooza ya Katonda
that we have the mindset of God
iranga tusobola okukozesa endowooza ya Katonda
and we can use the mindset of God
okulagira mukama kyagenda okukola
direct command God what is to do
endowooza nga bibyawandikwa ebitukufu
and that mind is of the Holy Scripture
yes yebazibwenyo
praise Jesus kale
tukimanyi
so we know it
now Isaiah eri anamutano
there Isaiah 45 verse 11 cometh to pass
kama bwayogera nti
where God speaks
bikwatagana abana bitumubuze
concerning his children we ask him
nemi ni mujye mikono je tumulagire
even the works of his hands we command
so kumurundi guno
so on this time
twagala tuyongere yo tulabo musana
we want to move on
musana ugujudo gwe kigambo cha katonda
we want to move on see the full light of the word of God
twagala tulabo musana ugujudo gwe kigambo cha katonda
we want to see the full light of the word of God
awamu nebiragiro na amateeka
even the commands and the laws
agabikkula ebirowoozo bya Katonda ebisukkulumu
which reveal God's highest thoughts
okutukulembera mu makubo ga mukama amasukkulumu
leading us into God's highest ways
okulabisa emirimu gye emisukkulumu
so that we manifest his marvelous works
emirimu gye gye kitalo
his marvelous works
ebirowoozo bya mukama
God's thoughts of God
yes yebazibwejja
praise Jesus much
so tuchimanye bulungi
so we know of it well
usinyako ebitusoma mu Isaiah 55
what did that we read Isaiah 55
onyo lwo munano lwo mwenda
verses 8 and 9
ebirowoozo bya Katonda nga bigazi
God puts a far higher. Let's read we here.
Isaiah esule ya 55 n'olunyiriri olw'omunana.
Isaiah chapter 55 from verse 8.
Kubanga ebirowoozo byange si birowoozo bya mmwe. So n'amakubo gammwe si makubo gange. Bwayogera mukama.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. Saith the Lord.
Olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Verses 9.
Kubegulunga bwe lisinga enso obugulumivu. Amakubo gange bwegasinga bwegati amakubo gammwe n'ebirowoozo byange ebirowoozo byammwe
for as the heavens are higher than the earth so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts
yes yebazibwenyo
praise Jesus much
bwetumanye ebirowoozo bya Katonda
when we know the thoughts of God
ebyawandikwa ebitukufu
the holy scriptures
bivaamu omusana omungi
out of them cometh much light
ogutumulisiza mu makubo ga mukama amasukkulumu
enlighten us in God's highest ways
tusobola okulabisa emirimu gye gy'ekitalo
that we can manifest his marvelous works
nadala nga tukola mu government ya Katonda ey'omuguru ku nsi
mostly when they work in God's heavenly government on earth
awamo ne government yayo masekati
even its central government
government ya Katonda mu government z'oku nsi
God's government in the governments of the earth
tusobola okutuukiriza okuyitibwa Katonda kwaza subize nsizona
that we can fulfill God's worldwide promised call
okusimbulano mu gwange lya Uganda mwaka 2022
which moveth here from nation Uganda in the year 2022
Katonda mwatu isokola naye okusema okusema zingawe nsi
called us work with him in his final work on the planet earth
erango omulimu ogwo okusemba yo
in that final work
ye revival n'okudizibwa obujja okw'ebintu byonna
it's the revival and restoration of all things
ujja asinzira okusemba yo
the greatest and the last
so twagala nnyo okutunulira omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda ogujjudde
So we want to mostly look at the full light of the word of God that it enlightens us in the highest thoughts of God. And when we shall look most in the highest thoughts of God,
it
will lead us in God's highest ways. And then we shall manifest his marvelous works in this his final work. According to the Psalms 119 verse 105 the word of God the lamp which enlightens in the thoughts of God let's read you here
Zaburi esura 119 n'olunyiriri 15
Psalms 119 verses 105
ekigambo kyo yetabaze eri ebigere byange n'omusana eri ekkubo lyange
your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Ekigambo kya Katonda.
The word of God.
Ebyawandiikwa ebitukufu.
The holy scriptures.
Ebirowoozo bya Katonda.
The thoughts of God.
Bitumulisiza mu kkubo.
They enlighten us in the way.
Ekkubo lituyina okukwata.
The way we have to head on to.
Umakubo gamo kama masukuru.
Highest ways of God.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Era singa tubatufunye ebyawandiikwa ebitukufu.
If we have gotten holy scriptures in us.
Natumulisimwa mu byo.
We are enlightened in them.
Ngo ebyanotingibwa mu kitabo ky'omuguru.
As we are marked in the book of the heaven.
Mu kitabo ky'omukama ekyomuguru.
In the book of the Lord in heaven.
Kyetuyite ekitabo kya Katonda ekitukufu ekyomuguru.
What we call the scroll, the holy book of God in heaven.
Era nga bwe kiri wano ku nsi.
It just as it's here on this earth.
Kimanyikiddwa nga ekitabo ekitukufu Bible.
Which is known as the holy book, the Bible.
Kusinziira mu Daniel esuula eno ey'ekkumi.
According to Daniel chapter 10.
Olunyolwa abiri paka abiri mu lumu.
Verse 20 to 21.
Ekitabo ekyo mwana otingibwamu ebirowoozo bya Katonda.
Within that book they noted the thoughts of God.
Ebyawandiikwa ebitukufu.
The holy scriptures.
Atusome tuwulire.
Let's read we hear.
Daniel esule ye 10 n'olunyiriri olwa 20.
Daniel chapter 10 verses 20.
Naliyo kayogera nti omanyike envudde njija gyoli ne kakano naddayo okulana n'omulangiro w'e Buperusi. Era bwe ndivaayo laba omulangiro w'e Buyonani alijja.
Then he said, know you why I come unto you, and now I will return to fight with the prince of Persia, and when I have gone forth, lo, the prince of Greece shall come.
Olinyola biri mu rumo.
Verse 21.
Naye nakubulira ebyawandikibwa mu byawandikibwa ebyamazima. So si wali alikuluyirwange okulwanyisaabo. Wabula Mikayiri omulangira wa mmwe.
But I will show you that which is noted in the scripture of truth. And there is none that upholds me in these things but Michael your prince.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Ebyawandikibwa ebitukufu.
The holy scriptures.
Ebinotingiddwa mu kitabo kya Katonda ekitukufu.
Those noted in the holy book of God.
Ekimanyikiddwa nga Bible.
Which is known as the Bible.
Ebirowoozo bya Katonda ebisukkulu.
They are the highest thoughts of God.
Tebyenkanikako n'abantu.
They are not equated to human beings.
Kugamba.
Now to say.
Bw'osoma Bible.
When you read the Bible.
Olaba nga eyayogera musukkulu.
We see that the one who spoke is high.
Okulowooza.
In the thoughts.
Emirembe n'emirembe.
Forever.
Amen.
Amen.
Kubanga Bible.
Because the Bible.
Tiyogera mu mirembe egiri egisooka.
It does not speak in the
generation.
It doesn't speak in the generation of ours.
Tiyogera mu egiri egigenda okujja.
It does not speak in those coming.
Wabula eyogera mu butagwawo.
But it speaks in the everlasting.
Wabula nga Katonda kennyini.
But that is God himself.
Buli mulembe ogujja.
Every generation which comes.
Kusingana ebirowoozo ebyo nga bisukkulu mu mulembe gwabyo.
Those thoughts and they are far high in its generation.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
So, ebyawandikibwa ebitukufu.
So, the holy scriptures.
Ebiri mu kitabo kya Katonda ekitukufu.
Which are in the holy book of God.
Ekimanyikiddwa nga Bible.
Which is known as the Bible.
Ebirowoozo bya Katonda ebisukkulu.
They are the highest thoughts of God.
Ebituvuga okututwala mu makubo ga Katonda gali amasukkulu.
Drive us to take us in the highest ways of God.
Okusubula okulabika nga tulabisa emirimu gya Katonda emisukkulu.
Be able to manifest God's marvelous works.
Tuvula byanotingibwa.
That's why they were noted.
Mu kitabo kya Mukama.
In the book of the Lord.
Era bwe oyagala okunoonya ebirowoozo bya Katonda.
And if you want to seek for the thoughts of God.
Tutawana bwatogende wa.
Don't waste time that you go elsewhere.
Kubanga nebona agenda mu biroto ba mukulisibwa.
Even if you will go in the dreams or the visions.
Oba mukuchusibwa.
Or in the trance.
Oba muyulimu ba kusamimu.
In the urim or thummim.
Kija kuweta akisoko mewombirozo bya Katonda ebirimbyani kwe bitukufu tegeere.
Come back in the thoughts of God, holy scriptures that you understand.
Obanga byofunyeeyo mu biroto.
Whether what you've gotten there in the dreams.
Oba mukulisibwa.
Or in the visions.
Oba mukuchusibwa.
Or in the trance.
Oba muyulimu.
Or in urim.
Oba samimu.
Or thummim.
Ezo entambula ez'omwoyo. Obanga ddala birowoozo bya Mukama.
Whether indeed they are thoughts of God.
Kubanga mu Isaiah esula eno. Mu Isaiah esula eno eya 34.
For in the Isaiah 34.
Olunyiriri lwe 16.
Verses 16.
Akamwa ka Mukama kayogera endowooza ye.
The mouth of God spoke out his thoughts.
N'ekuŋŋaanyizibwa.
His mind was covered.
Ng'ebyandikwa ebitukufu.
Gathered as holy scriptures.
Tusome tuwulire.
Let us read we hear.
Isaiah esula eya 34 n'olunyiriri lwe 16.
Isaiah chapter 34 verses 16.
Munoonye mu kitabo kya Mukama musome. Tekulibula ku ebyo na kimu. Tewaliba ekiribulwa kinnaakyo. Kubanga akamwa kange ke kalagidde. N'omwoyo gwe gwe gubikuŋŋaanyizza.
Seek you from out of the book of the Lord and read. Not one of these shall fail, none shall lack her mate. For my mouth has commanded it, and his spirit has gathered them.
Yes, you
praise Amen. Jesus much. We go seek in the book of the Lord and we read. But when we read, you have to know that you're reading the mind of God. For he has told you, seek in the book of the Lord and read. None of them shall lack its mates. For the mouth of the Lord commanded. The mouth of the Lord spoke. His mind. As you hear yourself, and you have good thoughts in yourself. Now the mind of God, they are the scriptures.
It
said the Spirit of the Lord gathered them. Yes. For no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God in him. According to the 1 Corinthians chapter
2,
verses 9 unto 11. Let us read there, we hear.
1
Corinthians chapter 2, from verse 9.
Naye nga bwe kyawandiikibwa nti, eriiso bwe litalabangako, n'okutu bwe kutawuliranga, n'ebitayingiranga mutima gwa muntu, byonna Katonda bye yategekera abamwagala.
But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear has heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Verse 10.
Naye ffe Katonda yatubibikkulira ku bw'omwoyo, kubanga omwoyo anoonya byonna, era n'ebyobuziba ebya Katonda.
But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Verses 11.
Kubanga muntu ki ategeera eby'omuntu wabula omwoyo gw'omuntu oguli mu ye. Era bwe kityo n'ebya Katonda siwali abitegeera wabula omwoyo gwa Katonda.
But what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knows no man but the spirit of God.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. In the time we speak of the thoughts of God, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 unto 11, they said you must have been when you've never seen them, for they are not within your thoughts. Yes, ears have never heard them, for they are not in human beings. These are thoughts of God. They have never entered in the heart. First, they are not within your heart, but in the heart of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now he revealed them to us by his Spirit. For him searched all of the deep things of God. Gathered them in the holy book of God, which is known as the Bible.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now there, you must be knowing it. That if I want to access God's highest ways, to manifest his marvelous works, I have to first enter in the thoughts of God. They direct me, for within them is much light, which reveal the ways of God. And then you manifest the working with God. Manifest his marvelous work. That's why in the Ephesians chapter 5, verses 13 to 14,
he
told you everything reproved light manifests it. And he said, arise that Christ may shine your way. Now see like this, that the thoughts of God, if they are to light your way, he is the one who shines your way. Let's read there, we see. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 13.
Naye ebigambo byonna bwe bibuulirwa, omusana gubirabisa, kubanga buli ekirabisibwa gwe musana.
But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever does manifest is light. Verses 14.
Chavayo gera antizukuka gwe yebase, ozukire mu bafu, Kristo anakwakira.
Therefore he says, awake you that sleep, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. Yes. Ephesians chapter 5, verse
30-14.
Everything reproved acts of God.
His
light of his word is what manifests it. Passing through the Holy Scriptures. For the Holy Scriptures, they are the thoughts of God. And when they enlighten us, God the Father is the one who has shown your way.
Era Christ Jesus.
Even Christ Jesus,
kigambo cha Katonda,
the word of God, is the one who has shown to you. That's Ephesians 5 verse 14. Awake you that sleep, that Christ may light your way. They don't say you've slept physical sleep in the bed, but you do not have the thoughts of God in you. For the mind of God, it's the Holy Scriptures. As the word of God is, that's God who shines to us and he enlightens us in the way which reaches to eternal life, in the ways which lead to eternal life. Yet they first manifest his marvelous works, and they are so high elevated. When we speak of Holy Scriptures, which make up the thoughts of God, lighten us in God's highest ways to manifest his marvelous works, we don't differ from commands, laws, and the judgments. We don't differ from the commands, the laws, and the judgments, the statutes, and the ordinances of God. For still it remains, it's the light, and it enlightens us God's highest ways. They remain there, the thoughts of God, which lighten us in God's highest ways to manifest his marvelous works. According to Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23, and he says like this.
Engero esule yomukaga n'olunyiriri olwabiri mwesatu.
Proverbs chapter 6 verse 23.
Kubange teka tabaza ekiragiro musana n'okunenya kwoyo akuyigiriza lyekkubo ery'obulamu.
For the command is a lamp and the law is a light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. Yes. To reaching to life, that is eternal life. Even the commands, and the laws, the judgments, statutes and ordinances, all of them are in the thoughts of God, the Holy Scriptures, which make up the word of God, the holy book of God, which is known as the Holy Bible.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. It remains light
with the lightning.
Not in ways only manifest God's marvelous works,
but
even reaching you up to eternal life.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
thus we say like this. That when we heard that if you are to direct God, as in Isaiah 45 verse 11, he said, that
saith
the Lord, concerning my sons, ask of me, and concerning the works of my hands, you command me. But it appears very hard for you to command him when you do not know his mind
and
do not know his ways is going to best work. Because in the Isaiah chapter 40 verses 13-14, he asks who has ever directed the spirit of the Lord, and he directs him to the way of understanding that he can walk. But he tells us,
mubakolise ekisooka essula eyokubiri
in 1 Corinthians chapter
2
verse 15 to 16,
naye ffe tulina endowooza ya Kristo,
but we have the mind of Christ,
kubanga ani yali alagiridde Mukama,
that who has ever directed the Lord,
ani yali amuinstructed,
who has ever instructed him,
alina endowooza yeeka.
Only one with his mindset.
Yes, we don't move on. We come and
the one who can tell if God has it written here. You say it like this. You do like this. Pathy through the way of wisdom. That within your
world.
Even your angels. Who have stood in that way. That they fulfill your words. And then he does it. Because you have spoken the mindset of God.
So
the Holy Scriptures, including commands, laws, and the judgments, the statutes and the ordinances, those in the Holy Book of God, they were governed by the Holy Spirit as he worked together with the holy angels. Together with the holy servants of God. To gather for us the mindset of God. And he directs us in God's highest ways.
That
we first manifest God's marvelous works. Reaching the people to eternal life. That is why we were told. In the Isaiah 34 verse 16. That you seek from the book of the Lord. And read. Not one of thee shall fail.
And
none shall lack its mates. For the mouth of the Lord commanded. And the spirit of the Lord gathered.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now the spirit of the Lord. He connected with the angels. According to Daniel chapter 10, verses 21, and they gathered for us the truth. Let us read the Daniel we hear. Daniel chapter 10, verses 21.
Daniel yesule yekumi na olunyiriri olwabiri molumu.
Daniel 10 verse 21.
Na yenna kubulira ebyawandikibwa mu byawandikibwa ebyamazima. So si wali ali kuluyirwange okulwanyisa abo. Wabula Mikayiri omulangira wa mwe.
But I will show you that which is noted in the scripture of truth. And there is none that upholds me in these things but Michael your prince.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus much. According to the Isaiah chapter 34, verse 16, the Holy Spirit, he worked with the holy angels. As we've read in Daniel chapter 10, verse 21, and they gathered the scriptures of truth, the thoughts of God, in the book of the Lord. And as you see in Revelation chapter 1, verses 1, and it speaks like this. Revelation chapter 1 from verse 1.
Okubikulira kwa Yesu Kristo Katonda kwe yamua okulaga abaddube ebigwanira okubaawo amangu nabulirira mu malaika we nga mutume eri omuddu we Yokana.
The revelation of Jesus Christ which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and revealed it by his angel unto his servant John.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus much. In Revelation chapter 1,
alaga,
he shows that the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, which God the Father gave him, and he revealed it to his servant John, sending it unto his angel.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus much.
Na ye wakati wano,
but in the midst here,
wakati uoko vikuruwa kwa mkama wafi Yesu Christ,
in the midst of revelation of our Lord Jesus, that the Lord, God the Father gave him, in there was the Holy Spirit.
Atatuma malaika.
Then he sends an angel.
eri omuweereza wa Mukama Yokaana,
unto the servant of God John,
okusobola otuleetera endowooza ya Katonda ku nsi,
able bring us the mindset of God on the earth,
ebyawandiikwa ebitukuvu,
the holy scriptures.
Tuvulaba nga nabbi Yokaana,
that's why you see prophet John,
agamba nti yali mu mwoyo,
he says he was in spirit,
okusinziira ku Yokaana,
according to Revelations, chapter 1, verse 9, to reaching the verse 10. Revelations, chapter 1, verses 9.
Nze Yokaana, muganda wammwe, era sekimu mukubonaabona ne mu bwakabaka, nti ne mu bwakabaka ne mukugumiikiriza ebiri mu Yesu. Nali ku kizinga ekiyitibwa Patumo. Olw'ekigambo kya Katonda era n'olw'okutegeeza kwa Yesu.
I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isles that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Verses 10.
Nali mu mwoyo ku lunaku lwa Mukama waffe. Nempulira nyuma wange ngeddoboze dene eryakagombe.
I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet.
Yesu yebazibwe
nyo. Praise Jesus much.
Nti Katonda Kitaffe,
that God the Father,
byayogera,
what he speaks,
yebya Katonda Kigambo,
they are of God the Word,
wetumanyi ng'omwana,
whom we know as the Son,
Mukama waffe Yesu
Kristo, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Naye ali wakati waabwe okuwulira ebyo.
But the one in the midst of them to hear that,
ye Mwoyo Mutukuvu,
it is the Holy Spirit.
Kati Mwoyo Mutukuvu,
now the Holy Spirit,
ya connecting a malaika,
is the one who connects an angel,
eri omuweereza wa Katonda ali ku nsi,
unto a servant of God who is on the earth,
n'asobola okulabika nga baleeta endowooza ya Katonda ku nsi,
bring the mindset of God on earth. They are the Holy Scriptures.
Now we read the Bible,
as they are in the Holy Book of God, which is known as the Holy Bible.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. Because the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is the one who hears right from the source, the Father, speaking with His Word, our Lord Jesus Christ. And then He notes down all, and he gives it to an angel, and then he comes, prepares a minister on this earth, and they meet with an angel, and they gather the mindset of God as the word of God is. That's why he told us in the John chapter 16, starting from verse 13, that the Spirit will reveal to us all, for it is all the truth, the truth of the mindset of God, the Holy Scriptures, that he will not speak his, but what he will hear from the Father, for what is of the Father is of Christ, and he will get to speak, to tell them to us. Yes. According to John, let us read, we hear.
Yokaana esula y'ekumi n'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olw'ekumi n'essatu.
John chapter 16, verses 13.
Naye bw'alijja oyo omwoyo ow'amazima, anaabaluŋŋamyanga mazima gonna, kubanga taayogerenga by'anaayagalanga, nti kubanga taayogerenga ku bubwe yekka, naye byonna by'anaawuliranga by'anaayogeranga, ye anaababuuliranga ebigenda okujja.
But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Kwigamba,
you say,
Omoyo Omutukuvu mukukunganya endowooza ya Katonda,
the Holy Spirit in gathering the mindset of God, the Holy Scriptures, as the Holy Book of God is, in the Holy Book, the Bible, he never spoke what he wanted,
but
whatever he had the Father speak with the Word, our Lord Jesus Christ, those are what he picked, and
then
gave it unto the holy angels,
And he came prepared a minister on the earth. And he made him meet with an angel. And they gathered the mindset of God. Let's repeat in the John we hear. John chapter 16, verses 13.
Nebo ali joyo omoyo wa mazima ana barunga myanga mazima gonna kubanga tayogerenga kubuwe yekka nejo na byana uliranga byana yogeranga yana ababuliranga ebigendo okujja.
But when he the spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Verses 14.
Oya anangulumiza nganze kubanga anatolanga kubyange nababulira mmoyo.
He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. Verse 15.
Byonna byonna kitange byali nabyo bye byange. Kyenvudde ngamba nti anatolanga kubyange nabulira mmoyo.
All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus Christ. The mindset of God the Father does not differ from the of God the Word, whom we know as the Son of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why he said the Spirit will get from mine. All that the Father has is mine, and then he will speak it to you. Now that's the Holy Spirit. Most people think that maybe this Bible was a mindset of human beings, and it has caused them most never to meet the ways of God, to manifest God's marvelous works on earth. For they ignored the mindset of God, the Holy Scriptures, which can show them God's highest ways, to be able to manifest God's marvelous works. And they thought, perhaps these were thoughts of men. Yes. The problem comes from there. And all us, for the weakness of church in the world, and the weakness of the entire world, we are ignoring God's highest ways, God's highest thoughts, the Holy Scriptures, which direct us in His highest ways to manifest His marvelous works. Because when you look to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 19 up to 20, show the prophets never woke up to speak what they wanted. They thought and they spoke their mind not. Not at all. Let us read, we hear.
Second
Peter chapter 1 from verse 19.
Era ekisinga obunywevu tulina ekigambo eky'obunnabbi. Mukola bulungi okukiraba ekyo ng'ettabaaza yakira mu kifo ky'ekizikiza. Okutuusa obudde bwe bulikya emunyenyekesa obudde n'eyaka mu mitima gyammwe.
We have also a more sure word of prophecy, to which you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Verse
20.
Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of one's own interpretation. Verse
21.
For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The word of prophecy is a lamp, for that is the mind of God, the Holy Scriptures.
obunabbi.
For we know that prophecy,
ekigambo ky'obunabbi tekyayogeranga kukoma ku bo.
Or the word of prophecy did speak to end on them.
Era tekyalina kunyonyola kw'abantu.
And it had no human interpretation.
Kubanga yali si ndowooza y'abantu.
For this is not the mindset of human beings.
Yali ndowooza ya Katonda eri ewala okuva ku yaffe.
These are thoughts of God very far higher than ours.
Katonda ebisukkulu mu.
These are God
is wala nnyo okusinga eggulu.
Ways far higher than us, heaven is high from the earth.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's
why when you read in them,
that you
do not have his spirit, it is hard to understand them.
But
these are his highest thoughts.
Even
prophets, if I woke up to speak of it as they wanted, they were first led by the Holy Spirit.
Himself.
He who gets from the fathers,
what's
of the father is of the son.
And
reveals to us
as
sent as his holy angel.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. Yes.
These
are not our thoughts.
Not
explain to end on the one who spoke it.
These
are thoughts of God.
That's why
we've met a problem.
To think
that perhaps Isaiah was the one speaking.
Maybe it
was Prophet Jeremiah
here.
Maybe Apostle Peter.
Yet we are
on God's highest
thoughts.
God's highest thoughts.
Perhaps we would
have been able to compare them.
But
there is no book in the world.
For
even if you bring the Quran, they wrote a lot of contradicting things.
And
the many other books in the world,
they have never reached
the mindset which is in the holy book of the living God. And if you are to serve God, and you serve with God, and you know the ways of God, that you can work with Him, that you manifest great marvelous works, mostly in the worldwide call,
which
start there 2022, where God has called all nations work with Him in the final work on this planet Earth, the marvelous work, where there are alien acts. You must know the ways of God.
As you
pass through God's highest thoughts, the Holy Scriptures.
And
also you have to join God's heavenly government on earth, even its central governments. God's government in the governments of the earth. That we study on the other side.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
That you
can be able to move in the thoughts of God. Not that the Holy Scriptures, all of them speak things of God. The real things you would have wanted and wished to know of God.
On
God, who is He? Does He have a beginning or not? How did He create heavens and earth? And all its fullness? How does He govern them? He wrote the mindset and the thoughts about all things. According to those in the John. John chapter
5.
Verse
39,
he says like this. John chapter 5, verse
49. Munoonya mu byawandiikibwa, kubanga mwe mulowooza nti mu byo mulina obulamu obutaggwaawo. N'ebyo bye bitegeeza ebyange.
Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Yes.
You want
to know God what He thinks?
Let me
tell you, if you are a servant towards God,
You are a servant of God. You are serving God. It requires you to have His thoughts. You tell us the mindset of God. What is He saying?
We are
tired of people. You tell us your things and you make us know that the mindset of God. Things of religion. And you have books you have printed within your own mind. Even your thoughts. Those religions, even those of the false religions, and you are there in
philosophy.
Words and philosophy. As you study theology,
it's
nothing you study of God, you don't study His mindset. For you will never know Him. Himself is the one who knows Him, is the one who tells us as His thoughts are. Those are the Holy Scriptures. He tells you in John chapter 5, verse 49, that you seek in the Scriptures and you play within them as you want. But you don't know they speak of mine, you familiarize me. And you get Scriptures, begin explain them as you want. You are the thought of God the Almighty when He will lay hold of you. That's why He told you to not twist any.
To
not add neither subtract from them.
The
thoughts of the Almighty in His existence as Him. Creation of heavens and earth in their fullness. In their fullness. Even concerning eternal life. Now look at the others. You are there getting corrupted in mind.
The Bible is outdated.
That the Bible is outdated. You want to think the thought of God is outdated? You are so mad of high level. You are worthy to be even in hell and the lake of fire. For you are a problem unto the world until you have repented.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Brethren, if you want to serve with God on this time, and you'll be His perfected ministers. I'm going to emphasize both to get light of the thoughts of God. The Holy Scriptures within your lives. They're going to lighten you in the ways of God. You'll meet Him. And you'll work with Him great marvelous works. And you will reach people into eternal life. For all long Scriptures speak what is His
way
of thoughts, His mindset, Himself. You know as you speak, that is how you are. As you think, that's the way you are. If you want to know God, you don't need to fight much. As you think, that's the way you are. God spoke out His mind and that is how He is. The Holy Scriptures, read for me, we see there. Proverbs chapter 23, verses 7.
Kubanga ngabu alooza mundai, buhali buatio, liya nywa buakugamba, na yomu timagwete guli wa muna awi.
For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Just as you think, that is the way you are.
Katika tunda yonu. Now
go to speak up with thoughts. For the Scripture was speaking of him. Just as you've heard in the John 5, verse 39, that you see me in the Scriptures, hoping in them is life.
But
those speak of me, if you don't believe me, you have not life in them.
At
the time you get Scriptures,
no,
you are on God speaking with Him. Don't be there joining in your own things you don't understand. That's how it is. And you have reached on Him.
And want us to know these mindsets. The highest thoughts of God. For if we
and
then we shall reach in God's highest ways. That we meet Him.
And we
do He with Him marvelous works in this world. And we reach people in the eternal life.
If it's that,
and you still speak your own words and your own thoughts,
you
have already gotten destroyed and destroyed people in that way.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much. Let me hope you've moved on and understand me well. You know, if you want to prove that you are of God, you must speak in the mindset of God, the Holy Scriptures. If you feel that you are not of God, and you out there, I warn you, don't waste time hearken to someone they cannot speak out the thoughts of God. And they deceive themselves, they are a servant of God.
But
they will never reach you in the way of seeing God. Neither the way of eternal life. For when he speaks in John chapter 3, verse 34, he speaks saying like this. John chapter 3, verses 34.
Katonda guyatuma ayogera bigambo bya Katonda.
For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. Yes. Whom the one God sent speaks the words of God. That is the thoughts of God. The Holy Scriptures.
There's
no way you tell us He sent you and you tell us your stories.
You want
us to believe your own thoughts. And we think that is of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
The
word of God has to speak the words of God.
It
speaks the thoughts of God, the Holy Scriptures. So we warn you all out in the world. Don't they welcome again a person speak out their minds. And they speak stories which we don't understand. And you write funny books which hold no meaning. Now you say to repress the Bible, which other book are you going to bring?
Your
foolishness only leads you to destruction and death.
Hi. Yes, he was with
praise me. Jesus much. But what you have to know that the one of God speaks the words of God. When it begins to give him spirit, does not measure it for him. Let me tell you, begin to speak the mind and thought of God, the Holy Scriptures. Reaches the spirit
and
measure for you speak his and they have to come to pass. Just hearts don't fulfill Proverbs 1 verse 23. Powers upon you in spirit, you understand his words. You understand many more others. You're so determined to understand my thoughts.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why in understanding he does not measure for me. Have you seen his measuring me for me? If you understood he measured for me, which measure do I have?
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
So, about Uganda.
So, brethren, what you have to know that God, if you are to speak Him and you speak God, you release His voice. You must speak His thoughts. You have to speak Scriptures very well. That joined very well. You know what you have to know? That all the scriptures, they are spirit, and that is God. That is John 6, verse 63. Let us read we here.
Yokane suri yomukaga, noru nyiriri oruinkaga musatu.
John chapter 6, verse 63.
Omoyo gwegule tobulamu. Omobili, teguli koche kugasa. Ebigambo bye mbagambye gwe mwoyo bwe bulamu.
It is the spirit that giveth life. Flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
Hey.
Yes. The words he tells us, they are spirits and they are life.
It's
him in John 4 verse 24.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. We've told you like this. John 6 verse 63. The words God said to us, they are spirits and they are life.
Now,
the words he told us, they are thoughts, the Holy Scriptures. They explain him himself as him God the spirits. John chapter 4 verse 24. That is why he says like this. John chapter 4 verse 24.
Katonda gwe mwoyo. Naba abamusinza kibagwanira okumusinza nga mu mwoyo n'amazima.
God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in the spirit and in truth. Can you separate him from the scriptures? We told you John 6 verse 63. The words I said to you, they are spirits. They are alive. But himself is a spirit. According to John chapter 4 verse 24. Now how are you going to separate him? Either it's his mindset, he thought he's like that. That's why I told you, you need the much light of the word of God to enlighten us in God's highest thoughts, that it drive us to enter into God's highest marvelous ways, that we manifest His God's marvelous ways in the worldwide call. Start there 2022.
We are going
to school. All nations work within the final work on the planet Earth. A marvelous work, a miracle, and a wonder. Where there has to be marvelous works. You know, God came in the scroll of the book written about Him. Before you officially saw Him. He came in the scroll of the book written about him. How are you to separate him from his thoughts? His holy scriptures, which make up its words in the holy book of God. The holy book, the Bible. For Hebrews 10, he says, he first came in the scroll of the book written about him. Let's read from verse 6 unto 7.
Abebulaniya esuli y'ekumi n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 6.
Tewasime ebyokebwa ebiramba n'ebiweebwayo olw'ebibi.
In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin you have had no pleasure.
Olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Verse 7.
Naye ndyoka njogera nti laba nzize. Mu muzingo gw'ekitabo ekyampandiikwako okukola by'oyagala ayi Katonda.
Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me to do your will, O God. Yes. He came in the scroll of the book. You know God the
Word.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, before he had closed flesh to manifest on this world, he came in the scroll of the book speaking about him. Yet remember what is of Christ, of the Father. If what speaks of Christ is what speaks of the Father, what speaks of the Father, it is word of our Lord Jesus Christ. The word speak of the Holy Spirit and all creations in heavens and earth. That's why they say there are three witnesses in heaven. They all agree in one. Within this book, they are all there. They came in the scroll of the book written about them.
Yes, we ever see.
Praise Jesus much.
So
when you read the first John chapter 5, verses 7, there are three witnesses in heaven. There is the Father, the Word. There's the Father, the Word, whom we know as the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The three agree in one because they came from one. That's why in the Matthew chapter 28, verses 19, when we get baptized,
we
baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, whom we know as the Word, and the Holy Spirit. Now those, they are spirits. They are one who came within these words, the scriptures of truth. Now we told you have to know the thoughts of God. On this time alone, and now we're going to speak our mind to the people as servants of God. We're going to speak the mindset of God, the Holy Scriptures. Lighten you in God's highest ways. They show you the marvelous great works of God that they reach you onto eternal life. You know, Bible says that our Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Is not that? If God the Father is Spirit, even our Lord Jesus is Spirit, even their Spirit is Spirit. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Yes. In the John chapter 4, verses 24, God the Father is the Spirit. Yet still 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, our Lord Jesus too is Spirit.
It's
where the Spirit of the Lord is liberty. Tells you in John 6 verse 63, the words I say to you, they are spirits. They go back and it's their mindset. Which can explain what is theirs. For I heard of in the John 5 verse 39 that we seek in the scriptures, hoping in them there is life. But they are what speak that which is of God. You have to end up when you believe God. For them, He is the one. This, how are you to do it? You're going to unleash the thoughts of God like this. The Holy Scriptures like this. And you hear a God who is behind them. And you do not serve the letter you see written here down here. You read on your book the Bible. And you read Jeremiah on the top. Isaiah.
Zaburi,
Psalms.
Peter.
That. Give and stop that. I want you to think like this. God the Father and His Word of our Lord Jesus Christ. Anytime they wanted, anytime they spoke, and the Spirit was listening, and the Spirit will give a copy to the angels, and He comes prepare a human being on earth, make him meet an angel, and they give him the mindset of God, the scriptures of truth, and they were noted in the Holy Book of God, which is known as the Holy Bible. That's why now we must appear not serving the letter. For the letter says the book of Jeremiah. Yet Jeremiah is not the one who speaks there. God is the one speaking. And we study the mindset of God. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 6 unto 9. And it says like this.
Abakolinsi ekyokubiri, esuula eyokusatu, 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 6.
Era yatuyinzisa ngabaweereza b'endagaano empya, si baweereza ba nnukuta, wabula ab'omwoyo, kubanga ennukuta etta, naye omwoyo guleeta obulamu.
Who also has made us able ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the spirit. For the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. You first pause there. We do not serve the letter. God enabled us this time. We do not serve the letter. But we serve the spirit. That which brings life. Because the letter kills.
But
when we serve the spirit who is behind the letter, that is God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Before
when we serve the letter, we
say,
Prophet Isaiah said,
but
when we serve the Spirit, and that is God,
he
said that God spoke through Prophet Isaiah saying, God spoke in John chapter 1 verse 1 saying, that we can reach to people the mindset of God, the Holy Scriptures.
There
is people straight can reach to God's highest ways. And then they see God's great marvelous works. And they reach up to the eternal life. Let's finish here in the Corinthians. Second Corinthians chapter 3 verse 7.
Naye obanga okuweereza okw'okufa okwali mu nnukuta okwasalibwa ku mayinja kwajjira mu kitiibwa abaana ba Isirayiri n'okuyinza ne batayinza kwekaliriza maaso ga Musa olw'ekitiibwa ky'amaaso ge ekyali kigenda okuggwaawo.
But if the ministry of death written and engraved in stones was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away. Verses
8.
How shall not the ministry of the Spirit be more glorious? Verse 9.
Kuba obanga okuweereza okw'omusango, nti kuba obanga okuweereza okw'omusango kye kitiibwa, okuweereza okw'obutuukirivu kweyongera nnyo okusukkiriza ekitiibwa.
For if the ministry of condemnation be glory, much more does the ministry of righteousness exceed in glory.
Yes, praise
Amen. Jesus much.
Abaweereza omwoyo,
those who serve the Spirit, we are at the ministry which is so glorious, high. For we hold the original thought and mindset of God, the Holy Scriptures, and we can proclaim to people, God the Father spoke in the prophet Isaiah, and God the Word, our Lord Jesus, spoke in the John saying like this, even God the Spirit, he spoke in this prophet saying this.
Wow.
Thus,
he
sent his angel speaking like this.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
But the main thing, we shall need God's high thoughts, which is holy and so perfected. That, how can we get it? You know, God speaks in the Proverbs
8
that all the words he spoke, they are in righteousness. Now, if we need the mindset of God, that which is perfected well, we have to follow all the Scriptures, and we don't add in them neither subtract from them. We do not twist.
But we
join as the rhythm of the word of God is.
Two to four
commands and above.
Two to four verses
and above. The Old and the New Testament. That is how we shall come back. Move on, enlightened into that. To getting the mindset of God. His highest thoughts and that perfected. To direct you in God's highest ways. To manifest His marvelous works. May God bless you. Thank you for listening. To putting in action. Even to spreading them far. In the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God.
Amen.
Amen.